referees called fouls at a greater rate against black players than against white players. The New York Times reported this today. The study by a University of Pennsylvania assistant professor and Cornell graduate student also found that black officials called fouls more frequently on white players than black players, but they noted that the tendency was not as pronounced among the black refs as it was among the white refs. Justin Wolfers, an assistant professor of business and public policy at the Wharton School, and Joseph Price, a Cornell grad, said the difference in calls is large enough that the probability of a team winning is noticeably affected by the racial composition of the refereeing crew. It's time for the Justice Brothers. It is time for, I mean, if there was ever something made to order from the Justice Brothers, the Reverend Zach and Reverend Sharpton, it is through 2004 found that the racial makeup of a three-man ref crew affected calls by up to 4.5%. What is it they always say about sports? Hey, you know, the refs, it's a human factor. You can't do anything about it. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Not so fast. The NBA strongly criticized the study, which was based on information from publicly available box scores, which show only the referees' names and contain no information about which officials made a call. Now, that's absurd! Names from box scores? These graduate guys are looking at names, and they're assuming they know which ones are black or white? That's a no-no. And then, they don't even know which refs made what calls? How can this be? Joel Litvin, the president of the NBA, said the study that's cited here in the New York Times is wrong. The fact is there's no evidence of racial bias in foul calls made by NBA officials. They're going to do a study that says there is this. But anyway, made by their experts who looked at data that was far more robust and current than the data relied upon by the professors, the graduate students, and so forth. The NBA has an observer, just like we have at this program. We have an official observer in the program. The NBA has an observer at every game, closely monitors its refs, who are required to file reports after each game they work, and are expected to be able to explain such potentially controversial calls that they've made. There's a solution to this. There's a solution. Folks, this is not going to go away. Once this hits, wait till those libs at ESPN Sports Illustrated get hold of this. Oh, not enough black referees. Just get some Asians. You couldn't have the Asians ref a game in which Yao Ming is playing for the Houston Rockets, but just go get some Asians. We look for the liberal solutions to these problems. we just want to help.